Hello, fellow anime lovers. If you have not read the manga and watched the anime of Promised Neverland, I recommend going to do that now, because there will be spoilers. I will also talk a touch about the new movie of Demon Slayer, which could possibly lead me to talk about some of Season 1, so I recommend going to watch Season 1 because it is a great anime, and I might talk a little bit more about it in another episode of this podcast channel. However, I will be talking a lot about Ray and Phil point of views in Promised Neverland and the differences between them in the manga and the anime. I might rant by the end because I don't have anything else to talk about, but we will see. So we'll start off with the manga because it has a lot to unpack. For example, in the cover of the manga, have any of y'all noticed Phil is always there, usually in the background? Like, it always makes me wonder, and Phil has explained that he kind of already knew when he tells Emma, Norman, and Ray. Like, he kind of already knew about all this, all the demons and stuff, so it just kind of makes sense, like, when he started to, like, when he tells Emma, Norman, and Ray that he started to figure out that he saw Sister Corona rummaging through Norman's stuff, but he's smarter than most people think. I mean, he does seem always to look innocent, but when he ran into the room supposedly playing hide and seek at just the right time when Gilda and Dawn are trying to get into Isabella's headquarters closet, and even says that he's keeping watch instead of hiding, it kind of seems like he knows about what they are doing more than he should. When Ray tried to outsmart Norman into thinking that either Dawn or Gilda was the betrayer, he was thinking of even throwing his brethren under the bus to escape with only Emma and Norman. Even if that worked, and Norman didn't set up that trap, he was planning on really just up and leaving. Isabella pretty much knew his plan to escape, so it wouldn't have worked anyway. Norman's sacrifice, in quotes, is the only thing that helped move them far enough away from Isabella's grasp they could even try to escape. Like, have you guys ever thought, but anyway, have you guys ever thought about how they reproduce the new children? Because I have. Like, I have a little bit of my own theory. So when they take the male children to the gate, they probably would give them a little bit of a choice to die or live for the demons, like how they do with the females, and tried to do with Emma. So one thing that could happen is they make them reproduce like once a month or so to be able to produce enough children to keep getting new ones for the farms. I mean, they need to get children somehow. And Norman could have been the example of how that happens. Speaking of Norman, let's talk about the room he was staying when we first see him, not at the farm, and how we went to the room instead of getting killed when he was at the farm and being led to his death, in quotes. He was told to wait in here by Elizabella, and he went to the room beside the gate. They most likely were talking about how he could possibly not get eaten by the demons with Isabella. I mean, it's possible. So, think that's pretty much it, all I have to say. Thank y'all for listening to my podcast, and hope to see you soon.